With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Even though a federal trade court has blocked President Trump's import tariffs, he defends his use of tariffs as he carries out his trade policy. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
The president rejects the suggestion that he's chickening out with his on-again, off-again pattern of tariffs.
It's called negotiation. You set a number.
By setting high tariff rates and then pulling them back, the president has rattled businesses and investors, but he says that approach has worked with the European Union.
They wouldn't be over here today negotiating if I didn't put a 50% tariff.
After imposing that 50% tariff, the president quickly extended the deadline by several weeks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Trump administration is sending three cabinet members to Alaska this week as it pursues oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and reinvigorating a natural gas project that has languished for years. The visit by Department of Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, and Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin comes after Mr. Trump signed an executive order aimed at boosting oil and gas drilling. A new COVID-19 vaccine has passed FDA approval, but there are limits.
The Food and Drug Administration has approved a new COVID-19 vaccine made by Moderna, but with limits on who can use it. Moderna's new option is a lower-dose version that's a step toward next-generation coronavirus vaccines. The company said that it expects to offer both the new vaccine and its existing COVID-19 shot this fall. The FDA approved the new vaccine for all adults 65 and older and for people aged 12 to 64 who are at higher risk from the coronavirus. That's the same limit that the FDA set in licensing another vaccine option from Novavax. Ron Taylor reporting.
And the UN says Iran has further increased its stockpile of enriched uranium. This is SRN News. Four of the six Planned Parenthood clinics in Iowa and four in Minnesota will shut down in a year. The Midwestern affiliate operating the clinics is blaming a freeze in federal funds, budget cuts proposed in Congress, and state restrictions on abortion. The clinics closing in Iowa include the only Planned Parenthood facility in the state that provides surgical abortions. Planned Parenthood officials say they will lay off 66 employees. After the closings, Planned Parenthood North Central States will operate 10 clinics in Minnesota, 2 in Iowa, 2 in Nebraska, and one in South Dakota. Answers in Genesis is planning to branch out. The ministry, which opened the Ark Encounter in Williamstown, Kentucky 9 years ago, is working on attractions in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Branson, Missouri. Answers in Genesis is dedicated to teaching the truth of the book of Genesis and God's creation of the universe. CEO Ken Ham says a lot of Christians don't really believe the Bible. We want you to know we have answers. This is SRN News. A method to control breathing has captured the tennis world.
Carlos Alcaraz has been wearing nasal strips in some matches since last season. That sparked an interest in the better breathing adhesives among other tennis players, even if the four-time Grand Slam champion has skipped using them so far at the French Open. The bandages open the nostrils to ease nasal breathing. Nicola Jarry wears them daily both for practice and competition. Mira Andreeva and Jessica Pegula are among the players who have noticed Alcaraz using them and are curious whether the strips could help. Science isn't so sure of the benefits. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Celebrated actress Valerie Mahaffey has died at the age of 71. Her stage, film, and TV work range from Shakespeare to the hit 1990s TV series Northern Exposure. She also had roles in Young Sheldon and Desperate Housewives. This is SRN News.